Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we are in 1 Samuel chapter 27, a pretty short chapter, only 12 verses. So let's listen in to Faith Comes by Hearing.
1 Samuel 27. Then David said in his heart,
"Now I shall perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should escape to the land of the Philistines. Then Saul will despair of seeking me any longer within the borders of Israel, and I shall escape out of his hand."
So David arose and went over, he and the 600 men who were with him, to Achish, the son of Maok, king of Gath. And David lived with Achish at Gath, he and his men, every man with his household, and David with his two wives, Ahinoam of Jezreel and Abigail of Carmel, Nabal's widow. And when it was told Saul that David had fled to Gath, he no longer sought him. Then David said to Achish,
"If I have found favor in your eyes, let a place be given me in one of the country towns, that I may dwell there. For why should your servant dwell in the royal city with you?"
So that day, Achish gave him Ziklag. Therefore, Ziklag has belonged to the kings of Judah to this day. And the number of the days that David lived in the country of the Philistines was 1 year and 4 months. Now David and his men went up and made raids against the Geshurites, the Girzites, and the Amalekites, for these were the inhabitants of the land from of old, as far as Shur to the land of Egypt. And David would strike the land and would leave neither man nor woman alive, but would take away the sheep, the oxen, the donkeys, the camels, and the garments, and come back to Achish. When Achish asked,
"Where have you made a raid today?"
David would say,
"Against the Negeb of Judah."
Or,
"Against the Negeb of the Jerahmeelites."
Or,
"Against the Negeb of the Kenites."
And David would leave neither man nor woman alive to bring news to Gath, thinking,
"Lest they should tell about us and say, 'So David has done.'"
Such was his custom all the while he lived in the country of the Philistines. And Achish trusted David, thinking,
"He has made himself an utter stench to his people Israel. Therefore he shall always be my servant."
We've had a very short chapter, and also I have some very short journal entries about this chapter. Back in 1983, one of those great one-liners, "David flees to Philistines to avoid Saul." Not much better in 2002, a one-liner even, "David lies to stay alive in Philistine country." But if you think you're going to get off early today, not the case, because I do have something more in 2007. David retreats to the Philistines again. He stayed there 16 months. How long was it between Samuel anointing him king and actually becoming king? What was his training? To depend on God, not man. To follow God's timing and sovereignty, not his own. To be a survivor. To be a leader. He was over 600 men by now. To be compassionate, Abigail. To negotiate, Saul and Achish. To be a warrior, to honor God's anointed, Saul. God was training David to become king. Training. I am not absolutely sure, but I think it's about 16 years between Samuel anointing David king and the time he actually becomes king. In that time, God is training David. We saw no such training for Saul, did we? David is in the tender hands of God Almighty, and he is developing David's character. What have you been going through in your life? Maybe it hasn't been easy. Well, by what we're reading, it hasn't been easy for David either. Are you trained? Are you usable for God yet? What assignment might God be training you for? Look back in your own experiences, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and ponder it in the light of what God may have been doing for your training. Then look up and ask God if you are ready. Then ask him for your assignment. Father, like David, we are created by you for a purpose. Oh, we may not be being groomed to become a king, a governor, or a mayor, but Lord, whatever you need me to do, train me up to do it. Thank you for training me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope you're enjoying Ad Bible, audio daily devotions from the Ezra Project. If so, I hope you will share it with someone else. Tell someone. Tell someone in your family. Tell your friends. Tell your church friends. Let others know about the opportunity to listen to God's Word and hear an explanation and application to their lives each and every day. Many Christians find it difficult to get in time for daily Bible reading. That's why we made these Ad Bible podcasts, for busy people. So if you know one who's struggling to spend time with the Lord, tell them about Ad Bible. Let's get them involved in listening and understanding and applying God's Word in their lives as well. Thank you.